Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the third day of Adar Sheni, Tovshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Nedarim, Perek Shishi, Mishnah Yud. Minakruv, if a person says he bans eating cabbage, also asparagus, he's not allowed to have asparagus. That's included in the set of cabbage vegetables. However, the other way around, minha asparagus mutar bikruv. If he banned having any asparagus, he's allowed to have vegetables. He's allowed to have cabbage. Cabbage is not in the set of asparagus. Hagrisim, min hagrisim. He vows not having crushed beans. Osa min hamikba. He's forbidden from having soup or bean soup as well. Rabbi Yossi mata. Rabbi Yossi says no. He says it's permitted. He says that a soup made of crushed beans is not under the set of beans, and that's not what he meant. Mina mikba, if he makes a vow not to have the soup of beans, mutaba grisin, he's allowed to have the grisin. That's according to all opinions. All opinions will hold that if you make a vinata for soup, not having the soup of the bean soup, that does not include the beans. Mina mikba, the person who makes a vow not to have the soup, this vegetable or bean soup, also bashum, he's prohibited for garlic because they used to put garlic in the mikvah, and therefore that's included in that vow. But Rabbi Yossi mata, Rabbi Yossi says no, that's one is permitted to have the garlic. He says that when he says mikvah, the soup, that's all he's banning, not the garlic. Minashum, if he bans having any garlic, mutar ba mikvah, he's allowed to have the soup, the bean soup, and that's according to all opinions. Everyone agrees that bean soup is not included in garlic. Minha doshim, if he bans having lentils, also bashishin, he's prohibited having ashishim. Now, some say ashishim means the leftovers of the lentils or the inferior lentils. Others say that that's a rosh. The Rashi learns ashishim means lentil cakes or lentils in the dough, okay, bread made of lentils in the dough. Rabbi Yossi Matir, Rabbi Yossi argues. He says there's no problem about having lentil cakes, or according to the other opinion, the inferior lentils. That's not included in adoshim. Minho ashishim, but if he makes a neder not to have the ashishim, these lentil cakes or the others, or according to Rosh, the inferior lentils, mutab adoshim. According to all opinions, he's allowed to have the adoshim, the good lentils. Chita chitim she'eni toim. He makes a vow not to have chita chitim. Now, the double expression chita chitim means also behen ben bekamach ben kapas. He would be prohibited to have wheat, whether it's in the form of flour, i.e. they just crushing the stalks or the grains, when it's raw still, or whether it's in a baked form, in a pas. Gris grisin sheni toim. If he says, I'm not going to have gris grisin, that means crushed beans, but he used two expressions, also behen, Ben Chayin Ben Mavasholim. The double expression means he cannot have them raw or cooked. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Koinam Gris Oichito Sheni Toim. If he used the singular, he's banning having a gris, a bean, or crushed bean, or chita, or wheat, a stalk of wheat, Sheni Toim, Mutalachos Chayim. He's allowed to crush them or chew them when they're raw. Some people used to chew them. And that is permitted. And that's because it's called achila shlokadarka. It's called an unusual. It's not the normal edible way of eating that, and therefore it's permitted to have them chayim. One is allowed to have them raw. The Rabbi Huda, who says that one is allowed to have them raw, is not arguing with the Tanakhama. He's just trying to tell us that when we make a neder using the single expression gris or chita, he only meant something that's cooked, of beans or wheat, not if it's raw, or bread. Bread is also prohibited, but he's only permitted to have the chaim, the raw. Perek Yud, Perek Shvi, 7th chapter, Mishnah Aleph. Hanoda min hayorak, if a person makes a vow not going to have vegetables, mutar badloin, he's allowed to have gourds. G-O-U-R-D-S, gourds. It's from the pumpkin family. He's allowed to eat them. They're not included in vegetables, in Yerek stam. Rabbi Kiva Oyser, Rabbi Yehuda says no. He says one is not allowed to have it. The Gemara explains, we're talking in our Mishnah, when he says he bans having Yerek hamis bashal baktera, any vegetables that are cooked in a pot. that's Rabbi Akiva holds, that that would include in his neder also vegetables that are not eaten raw, such as deloyim, such as these gourds. Amr loy Rabbi Akiva, the Chachamim who argue and say he's allowed to have the gourds, and they argue with Rabbi Akiva and they say, V'haloi omer odom lishluchoi, kach li yorok, when a person tells his agent, go and get me some vegetables, buy me some vegetables, Vu omer, and the shlich comes back and he says, loy matzasi ela deloyim, I could only find deloyim. I could only find gourds. The fact that he comes back and says, I could only find gourds, tells us that gourds or deloyim are not included in yarak, not included in vegetables. And therefore, there's no problem about having deloyim if he just banned having yarak. Amar lahem Rabbi Akiva said back to the Chachamim, Kein adavar. Yes, that's true. It is the normal practice of a shliach, of an agent, who was sent to go and buy vegetables, yarak, to come back and ask his principal, shall I get deloyim? But that is a proof to my words. The very fact that he has to come back and ask, can I get you the gourds, shows us that there is a sophic that maybe it is included in deloyim. Otherwise, he would never ask the question. Would the agent come back to the principal and say, oh, who sent him to get vegetables, Yorick? Would he say, oh, I could only find legumes? He wouldn't say that, because clearly legumes is something completely different from vegetables, from yarak. And he wouldn't say that. Elobat, what's the difference? Shahadluin bichol yarak. The very fact that dluin is included in yarak, is included in the set of vegetables of yarak. Ve'ain kitnis bichol yarak. But kitnis, legumes, is not included in yarak. Rabbi Kiva therefore says that since a shliach, an agent, would not normally go to his principal and even question about bringing the kidneys, about bringing the legumes when he was told to get yarak, that shows us that's totally out of the set of yarak, definitely. But that's kidneys. But deloyim, the very fact that he has this dilemma and he has to ask the principal, shall I bring you deloyim, the gourds, the very fact that's the practice he would want to ask, it shows us that there is a possibility that deloyim is included in yarak, and therefore he's forbidden, according to Rabbi Akiva, from having deloyim. And a person who makes a vow not to have vegetables, yarak, is also to have moist Egyptian beans. When it's moist, it's considered a yarak. It's considered a vegetable variety. But he's allowed to have dried out Egyptian bean when it's become dried out, because they used to make a big pile of it, a kri. They used to gather it in a big pile in a goren, like a type of grain, and therefore it's not included in yarak, not included as a vegetable.